So in this one, I just wanted to talk about the couple of DMs that I've had recently, just messages through via WhatsApp, via Instagram, via Facebook recently, all in the different communities I'm involved with, around brand building, and again, specifically around content, because I hear so many people. I don't know, I was listening to only a presentation this morning, actually, around all the different amazing types of content that you can build. And I was sitting there listening to it, and I was like, you know what, I'm fed up with people repeating the same stuff. Like, it's like they've gone onto YouTube, typed in how to create content, or the 10 different content types that there are, and are now trying to spat it off as their own. And do you know what, like, people overcomplicate content creation so much, and they don't even need to. Like, I'm on my way back from Leeds. I've been working, I'm doing some consultancy in Leeds today, and I've been able to create, I think, around 15 different bits of content for my story, which is all specifically, strategically aimed at building my personal brand. I haven't had to plan it out. I haven't had a strategy. I'm just really trying to portray and connect with my audience and deliver what it is that they want. And the thing is, like, there are loads of content types, and I'm not slating the fact that there are. Like, you can document, you can educate, you can use news jacking, you can chuck a grenade out there, and all these different terms that people can throw out, all the different content types. But ultimately, it comes down to three core things. Number one is, what is it that you want to be known for? You need to be creating content that relates specifically to the message that you're trying to deliver. If you don't know what that message is, then your content's going to be difficult to find. So to give you an example, my profile has been, for a very long time now, focused on providing Instagram tips. So positioning me as an Instagram expert. Therefore, every single day, I will put out an Instagram tip. That's the content for my profile. So I will look at what I've done in the day that relates to my business. I will relate to some of the stuff that I've been learning about in the past. And I will look to create a tip which will help other people move their Instagram account forward, right? That's exactly what my content is. It's an educational piece, but ultimately it's kind of me documenting what I've been working on in my company and putting that out to the masses. I don't really need to think about it. Don't need a strategy. Just need to get into the habit of creating it. And I think if you can get into that habit with whatever it is that you're doing, once you've chosen what that niche is, once you've chosen what that focus is, you're in. Just lock it down. Spend a day thinking about, you know what? What is the message that every single day I want to show up and deliver? Because the more frequently and the more consistently you do it, the quicker your brand will grow. That's been the only and the biggest thing that I've done when I've committed to something, whether it was Airbnb at the start or Instagram now or whatever it is in the future. I commit to talking about one core thing and educating other people on what I'm learning as I go and positioning myself as the go-to person. Step number one is to choose what that focus is going to be. Optimize your account to make sure your account's really clear and delivers that message, and then create the content which has that particular focus. Step two then is actually making sure, because not all of us are number one in the industry right now, right? We have loads of different things that we do. Not all of us can be number one. But what we can do is show people our journey, because at the end of the day, unless we're creating something brand new that's never been seen on the earth before, which is probably 1% of the people that are listening to this, probably even 0.01% of the people that are listening to this, then we're not really teaching anything new. The only thing that we're doing is delivering it in our way, in our own unique way, and demonstrating and talking about our experiences when doing it, and telling people the stories of what works and what didn't. And I think that's the focus that everyone's got to look at, is don't look at someone else's content, go, oh, that's a good idea, and then copy it. Actually embrace it, test it, see what works, see what doesn't, and then create your own specific, unique version of that. And most importantly, step number three is actually speak to your audience. So I guarantee, right, people listening to this right now, whoever you are, you have not asked your audience today what content that they want to hear from you. Because it's just, for some reason, so uncommon. Everyone that I speak to, the most bog standard, basic advice ever, when they ask me the question, what content should I be creating? I'm like, the content that your followers, your fans, your connections, your subscribers want to see. And the only way to find that out is to by asking them. And if you haven't got an audience right now, no one's watching you, it's to just to put something out there that you think is going to be interesting until you get that follower, and you need to be connecting with others to get attention to your account in the first way. People keep telling me that mass connecting is dead. It's not. 100% you should be doing it. Like, it's a game changer. But really focusing in on and asking yourself, what do my audience want to see from me? You don't need to then do anything apart from go, okay, cool. So you want to know how to grow your Instagram profile. What I'm going to do, I'm going to break down the 10 different ways in which I grow my Instagram profile. So we've got the follow and follow method. We have the hashtag engagement method. We have paid media. We have the commenting, the 912 method, the IGM method. We have the integration system. We have loads of different things that we do, and I'm going to break it down each time, tell you what we do. I'm going to cleverly not actually show you how we do it, because that's actually the next step in our program. I'll tell you what to do, and you can go and research it and test it and see how it works. I give all my stuff away for technically free if you look at my profiles. But ultimately, this is the thing that you need to do. You don't need to plan 30 days of content out. Having structure and having accountability, yeah, I get it. But you don't need to be thinking 30 days ahead of all these different content ideas. Instead, rather than being totally proactive, be a little bit reactive and ask what the audience want to see and create what is actually happening. The rest of it is just documenting your life. Like, the best influencers out there, which is what, as experts, we all want to become. We all want to be as douchey as the flipping term sounds. We're all technically looking to have influence on the world. You need to show people who you are, what you're doing, and your life. And guess what? If you're boring, like me, you're boring, like me. You have a boring life, who cares? I don't try and wow everybody. I try and make my life a little bit more exciting for me because I want to have a nice life. But to other people, well, I'm not being funny, sitting down and watching the cricket all day is not going to be the amazing time of their life. But again, that's not all I do. But again, I'll still show it because that's me. That's what I love to do. Don't be afraid to show you and what it is that you're doing. Don't give a shit about what people think about you. Creating content is easy when you remove all the stupid barriers that we put up in front of ourselves. So get that profile optimized. Choose your focus. Then actually evaluate and start creating content that evolves around that specific thing. And don't sway away from it. Don't change your mind. Go all in. Create the content that you've actually switched and focused on that account. And then the final step is just ask your audience what they want to see, what they want to hear from you, what they want to watch from you. Like, people have been asking me to do this for a while and I've not done it. You know what? Now I'm going to keep doing these because actually I love doing them in the car on the way. It's probably going to be Chris's marketing secrets in the car. I don't know. I need to find a name for this. I might actually order a Lavelle mic, whatever they're called, and have that plugged in. And then actually get some quality audio whilst I'm in the car. Because actually, it's probably the best time for me to do this. Especially as they're only like 10 minutes long. Anyway, I've rambled on enough. I hope that's been helpful. And I'll see you all in the next clip.